with SRN News, I'm John Scott. An early spring nor'easter is blasting the Northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds. Some northern areas expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. More than 680,000 homes and businesses without power from West Virginia to Maine. Police say a falling tree in a New York City suburb killed a woman late Wednesday afternoon. Dozens of flights to and from area airports canceled or delayed. A judge has rejected Donald Trump's bid to delay his upcoming hush money criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Lawyers for the former president asked for a delay of the hush money trial until the Supreme Court rules in Trump's immunity claim in his Washington, D.C. election interference case. But the judge said no. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are scolding the judge presiding over Trump's classified documents case in Florida. They're unhappy with the slow pace and are questioning the judge's approach, arguing that her jury instructions are based on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump and the Republican Party raising more than $65.6 million in March.
That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operation says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his reelection campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Then on Wall Street, stocks are trading higher. The Dow is up 182 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin goes all in on transgenderism.
Democrat Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have barred males from competing against females in school sports. Though the measure passed comfortably in both House and Senate, in the legislature there aren't enough votes for an override. The American Principles Project is decrying the decision, saying, quote, Governor Evers' veto of protections for girl athletes is an especially cowardly surrender to ideologues who deny biological reality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Gentner Drummond arguing that the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. This is SRN News. An environmental group challenging the U.S. Energy Department's decision to award over $1 billion to help keep California's last nuclear power plant running beyond 2025.
A lawsuit filed by Friends of the Earth in federal court in Los Angeles opens another battlefront in the fight over the future of Diablo Canyon's twin reactors. The group says awarding the money to Pacific Gas and Electric was based on an analysis that fails to recognize potential safety risks. A deal to shutter the plant was voided after Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom stepped in, saying power from the nuclear plant was needed to ward off blackouts.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Thieves stole as much as $30 million in a burglary at a Los Angeles money storage facility in one of the largest cash heists in city history. Burglars able to breach the building and the safe where the money was stored. That burglary occurred Sunday night. More details at SRNNews.com.